Hi there. Welcome to Joyce on YouTube. Don't forget to join us on the Joyce Meyer app and at joycemeyer.org for more of what you're about to see and lots of great content to help you in your everyday life. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. I'm working off of a series that I call Sit, Stand, Walk, and Run. The Bible actually tells us to do all four of those things. To stay seated in Christ, which means to enter the rest of God. That kind of rest that Peter was talking about this morning when he exhorted us. And the kind of rest that God offers us is not necessarily a rest for our bodies, although that's very important too, and he talks about that. But this particular kind of rest is a rest for your soul. You realize you can get a really good night's sleep, but if you're angry, then you're not at rest. You can go on a vacation, but if you're worried the whole time, then you're not at rest. And everything, don't miss this, everything that we do should be done from the standpoint of rest. I'm working up here this morning, but I'm resting in God. And so the word rest, Peter gave you part of the definition, but it also says in the Greek Minds Dictionary that the rest that God offers us is not a rest from work, but a rest in work. How many of you would like to raise your teenagers in rest? How many of you want to be able to live in this kind of sort of gone crazy world, but do it in rest and not have to worry and be concerned about everything? How about it, Paul and Lisa, do you want to pastor this church along with Joel in rest? And then, you know, even a church, there's a lot of things that you can get bothered about in a church because, you know, it's all the broken people that come to church. Amen? And so I think a lot of people receive Christ and then they're told they need to do something. They get a dream or a vision from God. And so right away, they're born again a few weeks, and they want to start running their race for God. But you can't do that if you haven't even learned to sit yet. So Mike, if you'll run up real quick, one picture is worth 1,000 words. I'm going to give you an example. This is our staff pastor, Mike Shepherd. So Mike, if you just lay down. See the power I have? I used to do this myself, but I've decided now to get somebody else to do it. So, babies start out laying down. All of us, when we come into the kingdom, we're laying down. You're done. You're finished. You can't make it on your own. Your life's a mess. You need God to help you. As baby Christians, we start out laying down. We need somebody to do most everything for us. The big problem comes in when you've been saved 30 years and you're still laying down. Amen? Now, I would like to see you, Pastor Mike, try to run from that position. Do you know how much we struggle trying to do things that it's not time for us to do yet because we've got things out of order in our life? Would you sit up, please? You can sit. All right, now we're making some progress. This represents knowing who you are in Christ and having entered the rest of God. Like, for example, a person who is seated in Christ, they don't have to worry about what other people think of them. Wouldn't that be a great relief? How about it's time to stop saying yes while your heart's screaming no? Yeah, wow. I heard one wow. Yeah. Instead of feeling like you got to keep everybody else happy, how about following the leadership of the Holy Spirit and letting Him keep you happy? Now, and a baby, they lay, the first thing they learn to do is sit. Then they crawl, then they walk, then they run. Okay, now you can get up and stand. See, a Christian is told to stand, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about standing strong through every storm in life. But my point is you can't stand if you don't know how to stay seated inside while you're standing. I want to make sure you're with me. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Now take a walk. We're going to talk about walking in the second service. Now run. Okay. All right, you can go back to your seat. After Jesus was resurrected, the Bible always portrays him as being seated. He that sat upon the throne. He ascended on high and sat down at the right hand of the Father. To which of the angels has God said, come and sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet? See, if you learn how to stay seated in Christ, he will make your enemies a footstool for your feet. The best way to fight the devil is to stay in God's rest. Did you hear me? The best way to fight the devil is to hang on to your peace and stay in the rest of God. But the good news is Ephesians 2:6 says that we are seated in Christ in heavenly places. So I'm just doing a little short recap from last night, otherwise you'll be lost. So literally, I'm in two places right now. I'm here on this platform, I'm walking around, but inwardly, I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places. I can't tell you how much easier this is for me now than it was when I started 40 years ago, and I was so concerned about what everybody was going to think about my message. I was worried, did I have the right message from God? Did I have the right thing? And oh mercy, if anybody left while I was preaching, that was a few days torment just coming right up. Come on. But see, I don't do that now. There were four or five people that left last night in the middle of my sermon. Well, I don't think now like I used to, like they don't like me. I thought, well, maybe somebody wasn't feeling good. You can think right when you know how to enter the rest of God. You don't always go to the negative, you go to the positive, and you believe the best. So we want to talk about standing this morning because all of us have a lot of standing to do as Christians. We stand strong and we wait on God for the breakthroughs that we need in our life. And they will come. God will not be late, but I have noticed that he's usually not early. Has anybody else noticed that about God? Don't you wonder sometimes if you could show up at the last minute, why couldn't you have done it 3 months ago so I didn't have to go through all that? Well, he lets us go through all that until we get to the point where we say, I'm not going to go through that anymore. I've had enough experience with God that I know he's going to come through. I don't know when, but I know he's going to come through. So I'm going to go ahead and just enjoy my life while I'm waiting. Experience with God is so valuable because at first you're just hearing it. Somebody else is telling you their experience. But when you get your own experience, then you get something that nobody can take away from you. Amen, amen. I like that lady back there. She's keeping me encouraged. We have to stand against the devil. You know, he's a liar. And so important to know who you are in Christ and what you're called to do. This morning I was studying this message right here, sitting in my chair, drinking my coffee, studying at 5:15 this morning. You know. How many of you know when you're tired, it's an easy time for the devil to try to take advantage of you? Okay. So, you know, preached last night, went home, quick, go to bed. Get up this morning. I woke up this morning and I thought it was 5 and I started to do my thing. I realized it was 4 and I thought, hallelujah, I get to go back to bed for another hour. That was just like getting a big gift. But I'm studying, going along, and I heard this little whisper, the devil just whisper. It just came out of nowhere. I think you're about finished. Your preaching's not as good as it used to be. Well, see, because I've got experience with God, I knew that was the devil. I didn't think it was God. I didn't believe it, not for one second. Amen. And that's when you can enter the rest of God. When you know who you are, you know how God operates. And if God was trying to tell me that I was finished, he certainly wouldn't go about it while I'm in the middle of studying to come and preach. We need to recognize the lies of Satan, because so many people are deceived. They're believing things that absolutely are not true. But if you believe something, even though it's not true, it becomes true for you. It's your reality. Learn how to tell the devil you're a liar. Shut up. Amen. Now, isn't that silly? You're about done. Your preaching's just not as good as it used to be. Well, you know what? I just think it gets better all the time. And I'm saying that by faith. I'm not saying that as a statement of haughtiness or pride. But you have to believe, and you have to stay positive, and you got to believe in God and trust that what he's doing in your life is right. I don't have to question, am I in the will of God? I know I'm in the will of God. We stand strong and fight the fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. And you know what faith is? Faith is complete leaning on God. It's believing what you cannot see because it's been promised in the Word of God. But sometimes we have to fight. And sometimes the greatest fight we fight is not to fight in the flesh, but to fight in the spirit. Did anybody get that? For example, you can't change the person you're married to. Don't even try to fight that fight. Now, you can pray for them, but don't just pray that God will change them. Pray that God will change you too. And be humble enough to say, I've probably got more problems than this person I'm praying for. Come on, fight in the spirit. Fight the good fight, the fight of faith. I invite you to join me in the Joyce Meyer app or at joycemeyer.org today for more on this topic and other teachings. I believe God will use these to help you in your everyday life. I'll look forward to seeing you there.